David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hi, Stacey.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good. Glad to have you. Thanks for doing this interview. We're excited to talk to you about your speaking business.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm really excited about talking about it with you.
Yeah, cool, cool. Well, we'll kick it off by asking you who you speak to and what you speak about.
Okay, so the audience that I gravitate to is self-improvement. So when I was first starting out, I realized that I, throughout my history, I had a passion for helping others. And when I started my podcast business and my speaking business, I, you know, started out with just doing health. And then I realized that, you know, it's not just about health. It's about, it's self-improvement is more than one component. So you have your mental health. If you don't have good mental health, then your physical health is going to be affected. 70% of stress alone causes illness. So you really have to have good mental health, good physical health. And then that goes into spiritual growth. So we all have, you know, spirituality within us. We all have our gut, our heart that leads us, you know, our brain that tells us, you know, messages like what we should do, what we shouldn't do. So you really have to have a good connection with your spiritual growth as well. And then, you know, if you don't have those three components, then you don't, it's very hard to do well in business because your focus is going to be off, your clarity is going to be off. And you're going to bring that home actually to your family, because if you're not doing well at work and all those components are off, you're going home, you're stressed, you're not happy. And that really, you know, that really causes issues at home. So it's really like a circle of alignment, and you really have to make sure everything is in alignment. So I base my podcast and my speaking events on basically self-help, and I cover all those aspects.
I love it. Sounds good. I'm all about all that stuff. Do you have like a specific audience that you've been seeking out, or yeah, who are you speaking to primarily these days?
So right now I actually have people from all those areas, all those categories. So I have a lot of people that come, a lot of doctors, a lot of coaches, a lot of people who have a lot of expertise in mental health. They come onto my shows. They share a lot about mental health and different ways to improve your mental health naturally. And I have a lot of people that come on and talk about health and fitness and educate people about nutrition and how it plays a really vital role in our life. And then I have a lot of people that are into spiritual growth, and you know, they come on and they, you know, we have doctors even that come on and they talk about, you know, the three brains, which is your brain, like I was telling you, your heart and your gut, and how they all have the same matter and they have to all be aligned. So they have really interesting topics. And then I have a lot of business people that come on because they realize that, you know, in business we get burnt out. Any business, we get burnt out. So they have a lot of different tools, strategies, and different things in their own business that they do in order to become successful, elevate to a higher level, and also not get burnt out in the process.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I love it. I'll have to check out your podcast. awesome. Well, as far as you joining the Speaker Lab, we want to hear what was happening in your business at the time that made you say, okay, I need what the Speaker Lab is offering, or maybe what wasn't happening. Sometimes it's more like that.
Well, you know, I was getting to the point where I was working for many years in my own business and I had a lot of clients. I was working really hard. I was doing a lot of writing and I was doing a lot of speaking. And I also was, you know, on a lot of radio shows, talk shows. I've written 20 books. Most of them were bestsellers. But at the end of the year, I'd look at my income and I'm like, how did I only bring in this much, you know? And it was frustrating because as much as I was so happy to help others, you know, I wasn't being compensated for what I was doing. And as you know, with inflation, with living costs, you know, you need to have, you know, you need to be compensated for what you do. You know, everybody does, you know. So, you know, I was also getting to a point where one day I just woke up and I said, I wasn't happy where I was. Like, I felt like There was an I was ready for the next step in life, and I really wasn't sure what that was. But then one of the things I always loved to do was speak in front of groups. I always let when I would speak, the room would get quiet, people would gravitate to what I had to say. I even spoke in front of Congress, and I helped get the Disabilities Act passed, and even a congressman started to cry, and he came over to me and shook my hand afterwards. So I really loved speaking. I really loved motivating people and giving people inspiration. So I needed to understand how to turn that into a business, because before I came to you, I didn't realize, that I could turn speaking into a business, and it had to be treated like a business. I was just doing it, but I wasn't doing it the right way.
Yeah. Well, then you joined and then you learned the Speak framework. And I know you were really invested and you really took everything in. So we want to hear just what were some of the key takeaways for you or some of those major aha moments that you had as you did the Speak framework?
Well, I had Eric Rehm as my VIP, and I had a bunch of great coaches also. And we had a lot of group sessions, as you know. And I learned, the first thing was about my niche. When you come in, I think one of the biggest things that everybody had was that you had knowledge in all these different areas, but what is the main purpose? What's your focus? What are you going to really speak about? And I learned, what my niche was. I learned, what I really needed to focus on. And, from there on, I learned how to tweak my speaking skills and really also learn how to take my speaking skills and also make it a business. And I learned a lot of business, different tools and strategies, related to business, to turn my speaking skills, not only, improve my speaking, but to turn it into a business. And step by step, you had, all the things that I needed, and you did it in such a profound way that it was easy to absorb, and it really was inspiring. So, I learned a lot of things, and I really valued everything I learned.
Cool. Thanks. And it shows. I mean, we know you're having a lot of success and you're getting booked and paid to speak. So we'd love to just hear what have you been your results since doing the Speak framework, since doing the program. And then if you have any highlights, any stories you want to share, any standout moments for you in your speaking business that you'd like to share, we would just love to hear about that.
Sure. So when I started speaking, I was speaking nationwide for a while, and then I got into a slight accident and I lost some mobility in my arms. So for 4 years, I wasn't able to really move my arms well. And so at that point, I had to put speaking in front of a stage aside. So I didn't really know what to do. I was like, what am I going to do? And a friend of mine who was a podcaster, he interviewed rock and rollers from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. He's like, Stacy, let your voice be heard. He's like, go and do podcast. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm like, it's a lot of work, I heard. And then, he would not get off my case. He just kept pounding me about it. And so finally I did it. And in 3 months I booked for a year. And through all the contacts I made, through all the people that I met, people just, word of mouth, referrals, I booked for a whole year. And then we grew our podcast to 1.3 million listeners. And we're right on the right now, iHeart Radio and Speaker sponsor us. We're going into Sirius XM now. And we've turned it into a really great business. And it's wonderful because people come on, they share their message, they're helping other people. I've gotten so many positive feedbacks from our podcast that I've done with them, that people have said that the podcasts have really changed their life and helped them. And also it's ranked one of the top in the nation. And it really, it helped me, and it helped so many other people. And we're doing really great, monetarily, we're it's outstanding. And also I'm doing what I love, which is help people.
Yeah, totally. So, is your speaking business at this point primarily focused on the podcast, or are you getting out there and doing speaking gigs as well?
But what happened was the podcast grew so big that I had to hire a team of people to help me. So it became a full-time job. So
Wow.
I occasionally do speaking events, and I love doing speaking events, but my time is mostly focused towards podcasts. And I actually now I produce I create and I market podcasts for people. So people come to me and they want to start a podcast. I help them start a podcast. We actually create the podcast for them and we help them do it and we market it. We have over 100,000 followers. We have, we have like just on YouTube alone, we have 38,400 followers and 7 million views. And we have over 1.3 million people listening to it and on all the distribution channels. So it's become, it's become a really outstanding outlet to learn and to grow. And so it's become so big, and now people are just like calling me and asking me to please fit them in, because our schedule is so booked. But I fit them in somehow, and now we're actually we keep growing. It's just outstanding, and we help people also who've plateaued in their podcast and business. They want to grow, but they're kind of stuck. We help them also. And then for people who, just don't have the time, there are a lot of people that have really busy schedules. They've always wanted to do a podcast. We help them, we create it, we make it very easy for them so they could just show up, and have a discussion, and we create their podcast, and we put it out to all the channels and worldwide.
That's amazing. Well, congratulations on all the success you're finding. It sounds, was that the direction you thought you'd go, or it was sort of like the podcast just sort of became this really amazing thing and you were like, okay, I'm gonna lean into this then.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Oh, I had no idea I was going to go into podcasts. And if you asked me I was going to go into podcasts, then I probably would have laughed at you. I thought I was going to just completely go into the speaking business. And it just fell into my lap. The opportunity was there, and I just ran with it. And it became such a success. And I never thought, I was making on it before I met you guys. I probably was bringing in, I don't even want to say how much I was bringing in, but I brought in very little, and then I went to six figures. Yeah, so it was an amazing jump, and it was you guys had taught me so much, and I had learned so much from you guys, and it really was very helpful. And to top it off, the coach that I got a business coach, and I was one day listening to your podcast, and he was on your podcast. He graduated like probably like 4 or 5 years prior to me. And he was talking about how he went there for speaking, but he actually started to coach. And that's where he made all his money, through coaching. And there was something about it. I said, oh, something kept saying, call him, call him, call him. And I stopped the podcast on your channel, and I called him, and he actually became my coach, and he helped me 10x my business in less than 10 months.
Great testimonial for him too. That's awesome.
That was Mark Feinberg. He was on your He graduated, and it was crazy how he just happened. I told him where I was at. I told him what I wanted to do. I told him what my goals were, and he's like, he was doing a lot of Fortune 500 companies he was working with, but he was like, I like your charisma. I like you. He goes, I'm going to help you. And we started a great relationship from there.
That's awesome. Yeah, I keep thinking of K, the fifth module in the Speak framework and how it's know when to scale. And I feel like you two sound like great stories of that, speaking, I feel like when we have a speaking business, it can become so many other things as well. And it all kind of feeds into each other, right? Like if you're an author, which you are, if you're a podcaster, I'm sure people see you with your podcast and go, oh, she has all this credibility and you've been gaining so much more experience speaking and probably knowledge from all your guests and all that good stuff. So then when you come to their stage, it's like part of your brand is to, have all these different legs of the business. So that's probably really
I actually teach people now how to scale, because like that was one of the things that I was really confused about, because I was under pricing myself. Because a lot of times what happens to people is that they're scared if they charge what they're worth, then no one's going to do it. And then they don't really realize how much their knowledge is really worth. And so, a lot of times, you have to look at what you're putting in, and you have to understand the amount of time you're putting in and what people are actually getting from it, and really, build your brand and charge what you're worth and have some self-confidence, And I always say, look at your business and make believe you're a $1 million business. If you were a $1 million business, how would you present yourself? How would you show yourself? Everything you do, you should think in your head, I'm a $1 million business. So how am I going to look? How am I going to dress? How am I going to talk, the way I talk, present myself? And that really makes a difference.
Yeah, totally. I can see how it would. That's awesome. Mindset is everything, you know?
Oh, 100%,
Yeah,
100%.
I love that. Well, we'd love to know what is your new normal. I know you've talked a little bit about, what you spend a lot of your time doing, but what's your new normal as a speaker? And if you could kind of sum it up, how has your life changed since doing the speaker lab?
So, my life today as a speaker, I speak with multiple people every day. I do like at least three speaking events a day. And I've really my confidence level has boosted since I've been on Speakers Lab. I've really learned a lot about business. I learned how to scale. I learned how to really, how to, the CRM. I was totally new to that. I didn't even know that what that was until Eric taught that to me. I listened to his course, and he helped me through it. And I use that today, and everything that I've learned in the speaker lab I apply to my business today, and that really helped me out a tremendous amount. And it's a great course to take. The coaches were great, and I loved Eric to death. Eric was so fun because Eric would answer my calls anytime. If I reached out to him and I had a question, and I would go on and on like he was actually in the room, and then he would just like laugh about it. And he's like, I listen to you when I'm jogging, he says, because I would go on, these
You were like a
questions.
podcast.
Yeah. And he would answer them all. And so you have really a lot of people who really care in your facility. And I've grown a lot since then. And now I know how to run a business. I'm confident about running a business. I know how to interact with people. I know, how to negotiate. I understand how to scale. I understand when there's a good deal or a bad deal. I know how to close a deal. I know how to open a deal. So there was, and these are things that, a lot of people don't know how to do, and or they're even afraid to ask for money. Like when you do a speaking event, some people are a little intimidated to ask for what they think they're worth on for their proposal. So these are things now that I know I'm what I'm worth. I know, how to propose myself to others, and I know how to, speak to others, and it shines. When you have confidence and you know what you're doing, it's a totally different game.
Totally, 100%. Yeah, knowing your worth is such a crucial part of the process. You
Yes,
just
definitely.
confidently offer your services, and if they, aren't going to go for it, it's like, great, someone else will. Abundance mindset. I'm gonna, keep prospecting. It's not like this is everything's hanging on this one opportunity.
Exactly. And that's a great point, because one of the biggest things is that people sometimes have thin skin. And if someone says no to you, don't take that personally. That person might not be the good fit for you. That might not be a good speaking gig for you. So you just move on, and you don't take it personally. And there's more speaking gigs out there. You just look for it. You look for it. And the same thing goes with podcasting. Not everybody's a perfect fit, a perfect client, and you just don't take it personally. And you move on, and you grow your audience. You want to grow the right audience around you.
Right.
So you want the right people around you.
Totally. I love it. Amen. Awesome.
Amen.
Well, that brings me to the last question is just who would you recommend to the speaker lab and why?
Oh, I recommend a lot of people to the Speaker Lab. I've actually had people that reached out to me and asked me about the Speaker Lab because I put it on my LinkedIn page. I have it, because it made such a huge impact. And anyone that has an interest in being a speaker, because I had speaking skills before I came to the Speakers Lab, because I've done many speaking gigs before. But I wanted to tweak it up, because for me, it's never learning is never you always have room to learn more, and you always want to find people that are above you, that have gone to a higher level. And those are the people that you want to mentor off of. And, you know, for the speaker lab, for someone who's really serious about speaking, they really want to, they don't want to make it a hobby, but they really would like to make it a career and, you know, learn all the important components. I say go for it. You know, there might be people that just want to do it just to, you know, go out there. I know people who have been to the speaker lab and they speak in churches and they speak, you know, and they're not looking to make money. They're just looking to get their message out, you know? So
Yeah.
that those type of people are great too. People who want to make it a career and make a really good income, you know, I think it's a great place. I think it's a great place for those people also. So I definitely would recommend it. You know, it's good for a lot of different, you know, categories of people.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, you bring up a good point too that, you know, something we do is we want to empower everyone to run their own speaking business, and that does look different for everyone. So,
Yes.
you know, it's cool to see, you know, how different people take it and run with it and make it their own. So that's a big part of the process too.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share as we wrap up? Anything lingering that you want to share? Any stories or insights or any last words for the interview?
You know, I want to just tell people not to give up. You know, like sometimes you know, people get frustrated because they try a lot of different outlets. I was at a point where I felt like I was on a highway and six lanes and I didn't know where to turn. Don't give up, you know, and don't, you know, double doubt yourself. You know, anybody could be a speaker. And there are people out there, you know, some of the best speakers will say, you know, I suck at speaking, you know, and they laugh, you know, but their message is outstanding. They get on stage, they know what they're talking about. They may not be the big bubbly and, you know, all over the place, but they have an important message and valuable information that will take you to a higher level. So, you know, don't worry about, you know, your personality. Oh, I'm a little shy or this or that. If you have a dream, go after it, you know, and you really could, anyone could do anything if you just put your mind to it. Any dream could become a reality. So, you know, for me, I knew I was at that point where I needed a change. I started speaking. I had some problems, and you know, and you know, podcasting came my way, and it became my full-time career, and it's been a great journey so far, and I've been blessed, you know. But it's the same thing. I'm speaking, and I'm getting my message across. There's lots of ways to be a speaker too. So there's people who are radio hosts. There are people who are speaking on stage. There are people who are doing podcasting. You know, whatever you want in life, if you want to get your message across, because everybody has a message. Everybody has a message, and everybody's important. And your message could save someone else's life. So, you know, take your message. Don't be afraid to share it and share it with the world. And the Speaker Lab is a great place to get that confidence so you can share it. Because even for me, I got a letter in my email box, and they said, you know, I read your story, I read your book, and I want to just say that, you know, thank you, because I was on the verge of suicide and you saved my life. So, words of wisdom is still a message. You know, whether you put it on pen, whether you verbalize it, whether you speak on a podcast, whether you speak it on radio, everybody has a message. Share it.
Totally. Beautifully said. Thanks for sharing, and thanks for that story at the end. That's really powerful.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Awesome, Stacey. Well, I appreciate your time today.
I thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on the show. This has been great. I really enjoyed it.